With information on the latest developments in assistive technology, from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. I'm Nikki Lindemann, and today we continue the discussion from our last two editions of AbleQuest, when we were introduced to a new tablet computer service called Tapestry. For the benefit of new listeners, Tapestry is the brainchild of social entrepreneur and IT innovator Andrew Dowling. His vision is to help families and communities stay connected and help prevent the isolation that is often felt by older people or by those with restricted physical abilities. Tapestry is a very user-friendly online service offering essential social applications such as email and photo sharing. These are accessed via tablet computers, and the method of presentation is both graphically and technically simple. It is ideal for people with limited computer skills, or who lack the physical ability to operate a computer, or for that matter, who have limited interest in being digitally competent. Its developer, Andrew Dowling, visited us in the 2RPH studio to talk about Tapestry and give us a demonstration. In the previous two AbleQuest programs, he discussed how Tapestry was created, how it works, and some of the applications. This third and final part of the conversation begins with Barbara Sullivan asking Andrew how they researched the market when developing the product.
You mentioned before you had a focus group, was it, or a user group?
That was a pilot. We'd actually already built the first version of the product when we ran that pilot. But the best thing about this particular product, if you're someone who has a long history in building things, is that it's easy to relate to. So you can always find someone who's willing to give you their time and their opinion of what they want out of technology. So I ran a bunch of surveys with people I knew, but obviously friends of friends and so on. But we also were able to obtain some government funding for a market research study. So this is under a program called Commercialisation Australia. And that helped as well, get some focus groups in to give us their feedback. Of course, at that time, we had a somewhat different idea of how the product was going to turn out, and then we've had to go through a few iterations. But in I'll call the land where I live startup land. I often do that right. Because the rules of startup land are very different from the rules of normal business. Normal business does a big market research study, the big focus is on getting it right before you launch, because when you launch, you're going to have all these billboards and the eyes of the world and all the press and PR. So it's all about trying to make sure that what you do is right before you launch.
And there's other brand image to preserve.
Exactly, because the risk is so high. Mm. But then that means you spend 2 years on thinking about what you're going to do. Whereas the reality in the startup world is that it's no amount of thinking ahead of time is necessarily going to give you the answer. The best, they talk about emergent strategy, which is about where a strategy comes through engaging with the market. And so you're much better to get it out there and iterate really, really fast. So it's not about getting it right first time necessarily. It's about learning quickly and responding as quickly as possible to what people have told us. So in our case, I mean, the best example, when we ran our Wesley pilot, we started with the premise that what a lot of seniors or our target audience didn't like about today's technology was not just simplicity, but also privacy. So there's a a real assumption with a lot of today's technology that you're just happy sharing everything with everybody and it's all public. And I mean, I hate it. So you don't need to be, well, my kids tell me I'm old, but I think the youth seems
to embrace it more.
I was talking to a 27-year-old journalist last week, and he said, no, I'm the same. I hate Facebook for that reason. So it's not just about seniors, but that just that there is a bit of a demographic shift there. And we were so paranoid about privacy that when we started, as a family member, the only photos that you saw when you logged into Tapestry were the ones that you had shared. So you didn't even see your other family members' photos. Right. And so as soon as people started using it, like, come on, we want the family to see what's going on. And they gave us a range of different features that they needed to have in there. But the other thing was we learned very quickly that actually quite a few families have multiple people who would like to be what we call a simplicity user rather than just one. So we had the idea that the family was defined by this end simplicity user, But actually, no, there's all these different family groupings, and some people want to be members of multiple families. And so some of that you don't learn just through market research. You have to get people to kind of use the product and give you their feedback. The good thing about being an early stage startup is you can do that. And as long as you can respond really quickly and treat your users really well, then you can get away with it. And you learn quite quickly what they're really looking for.
Well, it's clearly an ongoing process for you. While you don't want to overload it with features, you're continually developing ways that you can deliver for that constituency. So what are your next plans? Where do you want to take the Tapestry system next?
So the other big area of investigation for us has been in what are the needs beyond just sharing photos and staying connected. And we do that quite well today in terms of getting people onto technology. Sure. and using it. What are their other needs? And one of the areas one of the sectors we've been working with is in aged care and retirement living. A lot of the, I guess, businesses in the sector are looking for ways for their residents to, similar motivations. Yeah, actually, the sector is a great one to work with because everyone's trying to do something to help their residents, but they're looking for ways to keep them engaged, not just with their families, but also with the community around them.
Right.
So one of the things that we're working on early next year is what's the community layer on top of this, and how can we do that in a way that doesn't make it look like yet another feature, but more it's just another...
An expansion
of what's there. So obviously I want to share different things with my community. So if I'm in an aged care village with there might be 100 residents, I'm interested in particular interest groups or what's going on around me or what alerts and times are certain things, events and functions. So our focus is on how we do that in a way that kind of is completely within the ethos of Tapestry. I think we were actually approached a couple of weeks ago by a community of nuns that live up and down the East Coast. And their average age is 81. And they want to use it in ways that each of the sisters has their own family, so a classic family, but the congregation as a whole is a community and they want to be able to share things amongst themselves. And so there's a range of scenarios I think we're going to find that, I mean, there's no way when we did our business plan we were thinking about communities of nuns, but we were delighted to find out that here's something that we're kind of uncovering here that can actually work in a range of contexts. And if that can happen, that's great.
So given your overall philosophy of simplicity, then I imagine that the subscriber model you've set up is also pretty simple for people to grasp.
It is, although what's on the website today will be different tomorrow because we're about to announce a change there. So one of the things that we found with people, originally we had it set up around a per user. So the end user, if you were a simplicity user, it was a subscription fee-based model. So pretty cheap, $5 or $10 or $15 a month based on a range of how much you're going to use. But as I said, we then found that families weren't quite structured that way. They want to be members of multiple families. And in some cases, because we've got people who are using the tablet as not instead of a computer, but as well as. So it's in their lounge room and it's just
right.
This photo frame that's there. So they, in some families, they are a receiver of photos and content, and in other families, they're a contributor because they might have a parent that they're looking after. So there was a big change to how that really was structured. So the new plans or the new way that we're rolling things out is really structured around the family. How big does the family need to be? How many photos do they need to store online? Because we do all of that. You know, if someone drops or smashes their tablet, all the photos aren't lost. They're all stored on the Tapestry servers, which are backed up and all of those things. So it's more about the family and from family into community. So we start with a very, very basic free plan because we also needed people, you know, they'd never heard of us before. They want to be able to try it out before they can start using it. And they can do that on the web. They don't need to buy a tablet. They can get a sense of what this brings to them as a web user. The tablet application is free, so they can get started and try.
Mm.
Obviously, they need to get a tablet. They can do that after they've experimented with it. And then as the family sizes grow, then there's a plan to go with that. So I think the one that we think resonates with people most is the family plan for, you know, a family of up to 10 people and as many Simplicity users as they want.
Mm. Well, the website is, I guess, somewhere people can go if they do want more information, and it's very easy to remember. It's www.tapestry.net, and it's a great-looking website, actually. It's really simple to get through and to find out where going and so on. It's terrific. But talking of family, actually, listeners, I should point out that by coincidence, Andrew has a strong connection with RPH. His mother-in-law, Libby Albert, is a long-time volunteer reader and announcer. So it's very nice to have you here, and you can be sitting here in the studios imagining what Libby's doing on a Thursday morning when she does the Sydney Morning Herald.
I can now. It's fantastic.
Well, Andrew, it's an exceptionally busy time for you, I know, since you've recently received a significant amount of press. So we're very pleased to be slotted in with the likes of Sky News and BRW Magazine and so on. So thank you so much for coming in today, and we really appreciate you talking about Tapestry and what your possibilities are.
Thanks, Barbara. It's been delightful. And can I just finish by saying, if anyone of your listeners is interested in it, obviously we're looking for people to sign up, but we're also looking for feedback. So, and this particular audience is a very interesting one, because obviously as we learn about what can work for someone who might have some limitations around vision impairment or other aspects of their lives, we just want to get that feedback. So by all means, our contact details are on the website. If you sign up, you actually get an email from me, and then you know my email address. So we're very much into high touch communication, and so we welcome any feedback that anyone's got.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Andrew Dowling, founder and CEO of Tapestry, was speaking with Barbara Sullivan in the 2RPH studio. And that was the third and final session exploring the Tapestry computer tablet service. You have been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology. I'm Nikki Lindemann. Thank you for listening, and goodbye till next time.